Good morning and a blessed Christmas to you this year. We begin our worship as we sing together, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, as we worship and celebrate the coming of Emmanuel, God is with us, our Lord. We sing together. So we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Jesus, you are with us. You remind us again in this festive season. And so, Lord, we worship you as the babe who came to take on flesh, who limited himself to humanity, the one who came to be with your people. Lord, you have chosen us and we respond to you. And so we ask that you would receive our worship this morning as we share together in our Christmas service. We would pray, Lord, that you would be blessed as we offer ourselves in this moment. We would pray, Lord, for our world, that in a miraculous way, Lord, with all the services that are taking place, with all the festivities that surround Christmas, we would pray, Lord, that the world would take note and would in some way come to know your grace, your love, and begin to understand in some small way the mystery of God who became man. And so, Lord, all glory be given to you this morning as we worship together. As we share in Scripture, Lord, we pray that you would speak to us. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your word to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What is in a name? Names are such an integral part of our lives. Names give us a handle on people, because names form so much part of who we are. We can't do anything without a name. You can't open up an account without a name. You can't do things without identification. People want to know, what is your name? What is your number? It becomes our identity. When we introduce ourselves to people and we introduce ourselves by name, strangers become acquaintances and hopefully become friends. Parents choose names for their children. And we all know stories of people who have chosen names and the process that they go through. What does the name mean? What does it represent? How is it pronounced? Some people are very proud of their names. Other people maybe get embarrassed by their names. Some people are given family names, either in memory of people or because of family tradition. Some of us have been given nicknames in our lives, maybe even by family members. And sometimes people are even referred to by that nickname way on into life, and it's not their real name. My son, when he went to high school, they were very clear. They gave nicknames to everybody. And even when they were in their final year at school, they were still being called by their nickname. Lovers or partners will often have pet names for each other. And sometimes those nicknames and pet names stick. Sometimes we can use a name to get us out of trouble, or to get us into something, or to gain favor with somebody else, because a name can have power. A name can get you places. They often say it's not what you know, it's who you know. But a name like Bill Gates will get you far more credentials than a name like Ross Southern. But there's a negative side to it too. We can curse people with names. We can call them names, which we aim to insult them, or we speak those names out of anger. There's an African proverb that reads like this: it's not what you're called, it's what you answer to. What about the name of Jesus? Let's read Scripture. I read firstly from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and then a passage from Philippians. Hear these words. The birth of Jesus Christ. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make come true what the Lord had said through the prophet. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary as the angel of the Lord had told him to, but he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus. We then turn further on in the New Testament to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. For this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Two interesting points to note about the name of Jesus. The first one is, it's interesting that Jesus' earthly parents did not name him. It was God the Father who did. God told Mary that she would have a son and to call him Jesus. When he appeared to Joseph, he said, "You will call him Jesus." And when the baby is born, he's given the name that God gave him, not his earthly parents. But as we read Scripture, we see often through Scripture, the gospel say, and people ask, "Who is he? Who is this man?" And the response is, "This is Jesus the prophet, or Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee." You remember when Jesus got left behind and he ended up in the temple where he was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, and even they were asking, "Who is this child?" This is Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph, the carpenter. And you can imagine if Jesus had a little bit of a sense of humor, where they would say, "Well, son, how old are you?" And Jesus might have had a little bit of fun and said, "Well, on my mother's side, I'm 12 years old, but on my father's side, I'm the everlasting to the everlasting," something very different. Jesus was both human and he was God. On Jesus' mother's side, he got thirsty. But on his father's side, he said, "I am the water of life." On his mother's side, he got hungry. But on his father's side, he was able to take a little boy's lunch and feed 5,000 people. On his mother's side, Jesus was homeless and didn't have place to lay his head. But on his father's side, he owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. On his mother's side, Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus. But on his father's side, he said, "Lazarus, come forth," and raised him from the dead. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The second interesting thing to note about the name of Jesus is that the name Jesus is the same as Joshua. And here we find a link to the Old Testament. You remember Joshua? He was Moses' successor, and he was the one who led the Israelites out of the desert into the promised land. Jesus, if you remember, once he was baptized, goes into the desert where he spends 40 days before his ministry. And then he comes out of the desert to lead people to eternal life. But we need to ask ourselves a different question. What does the name Jesus mean to you? Who is Jesus to you? 3 points I would like to leave with you this Christmas day for you to ponder and to take with you. Firstly, to remember that the name Jesus is powerful. In 35 years of ministry, I have seen broken lives renewed. I've seen strained relationships restored. I've seen sick bodies healed and hearts transformed, all through the name of Jesus. In 35 years of ministry, I've prayed in the name of Jesus, in hospitals, in people's homes, in emergency rooms, funeral parlors, church services, street corners, and even in businesses. And the name of Jesus has always brought comfort and strength to people. You remember the story of Peter and John as they're going off to the temple and there's a beggar there asking for alms and begging. And Peter and John say, "We have nothing for you, but what we have we will give you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk." And the beggar gets up and walks. Throughout Scripture, there are over 250 names that are given to Jesus. Each name gives us a handle on who he is. Each name describes some unique characteristic. Each name expresses a picture of our Lord. And yet, even if you take all those names and put them together, we still do not fully know who God is. It still does not fully describe who God is. Every name falls short of the glory of God. The name of God, the name of Jesus is powerful. Secondly, the name Jesus is the name above all names. In Philippians chapter 2, we read earlier, we see that God has exalted Jesus to the highest place above, and he's given him the name that is greater than any other name. Whatever name you give to anything, it is always below the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is above any name of any sickness or disease or medical diagnosis. The name of Jesus is above any name of government or power. The name of Jesus is above any name of organization or company. The name of Jesus is above bankruptcy, retrenchment, repossession, recession, bad news, circumstance, any situation. Whatever has been given a name, it is always below the name of Jesus, for Jesus is the name above all names. And thirdly, as Christians, the name of Jesus gives us our identity. As a Christian, you're not defined by the opinion of others. You're not defined by your circumstances or your successes and failures. You're not defined by the car you drive or the house you live in. You're not defined by where you live or what you do. You're not defined by the circumstances that surround you. You are defined by Christ and Christ alone. It is not what you called, it's what you answer to. Your name is written in the palm of God's hand, and He knows us by name. Our identity is wrapped up in this baby Jesus that we celebrate today. You may have been called everything in the book, but know that you are a child of God who calls you by name. And so I want to conclude this morning as I share with you a verse from the Psalms. Psalm 20 verse 7 reads like this. Some trust in their war chariots and others in their horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is my prayer that this Christmas you would be blessed in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. And so, Lord, may we be blessed in your name as we celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus, who was given the name above all other names, who was given the name reminding us that you are Emmanuel, God with us, that in the birth of this baby Jesus, you were both man and God. And so you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we worship you this day. And so, Lord, may we be blessed in the name of Jesus. May our world be blessed in and through and by the name of Jesus. Amen. We conclude our worship together as we sing together, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. We sing together.
Oh,
What a glorious proclamation on this Christmas day, that Jesus is the name above all names. And so receive the blessing. May God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit be with us in grace, in love, in fellowship. And may we go in peace, and may we go in the name of Jesus. May Christ be with you. Amen.